You know, guys, Monday is Labor Day. We'll be here, however, because we love what we do. And we keep thinking if we don't show up for holidays, they'll have somebody replace us and they won't let us back in the building.
Yeah, that's right. Our code will change.
Yeah, because it's real easy now. They just need to reprogram the door
right.
And we can't get in. But nonetheless, Monday also begins Waffle Week. It is an entire week celebrating all things waffle.
I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth on that.
Is that on Discovery Channel?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, heard what you did, Chase.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Shark Week, they can do Waffle Week. But interesting story yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. When a hurricane makes landfall, the head of FEMA relies on a couple of metrics to assess the exact destructive power. First, they look
at... And in the following days, fail at providing any relief?
That's right. They look at the Homer Simpson wind scale. Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's just the Saffir-Simpson scale.
Saffir.
The Saffir wind scale. Then, of course, they have what they call the Waffle House Index. Mr. Green means that the restaurant is actually serving, when they are serving a full-time menu, then there's a signal for that. The signal that there's some sort of damage, like maybe lights are on, but they can't do the full menu, is yellow, so that means that there's a limited opportunity for you to order something from the Waffle House. And then, of course, or food supplies could be low. And, of course, red means that the restaurant is closed, there is severe damage, and it is unsafe. So he says, if you get there and the Waffle House is closed, it must be a really, really bad storm. This is FEMA we're talking about. And a matter of fact, and I showed Chase the picture, and again, you can find it on the Wall Street Journal story, they have mobile Waffle Houses.
Really?
Yes, that they will bring to your, well, that they'll bring to the location where they can have power. But they have a very limited menu.
Yeah, it's like waffles and waffles.
Yeah, they have waffles for, they have waffles for $2.80.
Yeah.
They have pecan waffles, well, depending on what part of the country you're from.
Right.
$3.25. Two eggs and your choice of grits or hash browns for $3.15. So a limited menu, but nonetheless.
What if I want eggs and a waffle, but no hash browns?
Sorry, you're out of luck.
Dang.
Don't be messing with the mobile menu.
Well, but you have to understand also the good thing about it is you probably don't have to leave a tip. Think about that.
Yeah.
And if you've been drinking sodas and eating,
don't know what you'll get in your waffle
and eating pork and beans, aren't you happy when you see the Waffle House mobile unit that's opened up? And again, remember, we used to, Mr. Sokol here from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Oh, doing well, thank you.
Remember when we had a Waffle House here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, it took about 20 years for it to get torn down, didn't it?
Well, yeah. The yellow and black sign has not changed in 40 years. It is what it is.
Why mess with a good thing?
That's right. And that's right. We were just talking off the air about Jim Gaffigan, who, once again, the Waffle House makes IHOP look international. So,
good point.
If you haven't heard him talk about the Waffle House, it's pretty dang funny. I'll go ahead and give him the credit because he says you see a lot of people in there who have been drinking, and they have pictures on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to forget what a waffle looks like?
You want some audio?
Yeah, you got it.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night. Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. Here's something you'll never hear in a Waffle House. Nice job cleaning up.
Oh, God.
Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. You've been to a Waffle House.
Minute and a half left.
Okay.
I love Waffle House. And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international. I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been a waffle. It's definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House.
That's where I want to go at 2 a.m.
That's when everyone goes. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision. You go in there. You go in there, everyone's drunk. You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like? Oh, yeah, it's like a plaid pancake. I'll have 12 of those for a nickel.
There you go.
And he's pretty much clean. He's about 95% clean.
Yeah, he really is.
The guy's name is Jim Gaffigan. He's funny. All right, here we go.
And just in case we might have gotten in trouble by playing that, jimgaffigan.com.
There you go.
There you go.
Go see all that buy a T-shirt while you're there. Yeah.
Sorry, Jay, we're out of time.
Good to be here. Y'all be safe.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's going on?
Barbara Moore, our Neighborhood Services Coordinator, is your guest today.
How are you today, Barbara?
I'm doing well, and how about you guys?
Great. What's happening in the world of neighborhoods in College Station?
It's always something going on, but I'm here to talk about the seminar supper that is coming up on September 19th.
See, every time Barbara's here, there's free food involved. I remember that. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. It's at the College Station Conference Center, September 19th at 6 o'clock. Our guest this time will be Joe Guerra, the city's transportation coordinator. He'll talk about transportation around the city and the city's thoroughfare plan.
So, and again, it's interesting because mass transit is something that's Bryan College Station is not moving toward very quickly, but how to get around, we think about it because most of us have our own vehicles, but for folks who don't, there are probably some challenges out there.
There are, and I know we've all seen the new road projects and things that have been done, and so he'll talk a little bit about those things and the landscape of transportation around this area, and as you can see, it's growing to facilitate the number of people that are moving to the area, so...
Sure.
There's a lot going on in that area.
How long does the program normally last?
It usually lasts for about an hour and a half. We have about 30 minutes for the meal, about 30 minutes for the speaker, and about maybe 15 minutes or so for questions. And sometimes people just kind of sit around and chat afterwards.
Sure.
So usually from 6 o'clock to 7:30.
Okay. And once again, the date is?
September 19th, which is a Monday. It's usually always the third Monday of the month, of every other month. We do them bi-monthly.
Okay. And obviously, they kind of need to know how many folks are going to be
there,
right?
Absolutely. So if they could give me a call at 764-6262. You can RSVP that way, or you can RSVP by sending me an email at bmoore, B-M-O-O-R-E, at cstx.gov. We'd love to have folks come out.
Very good. Okay, and then kind of give people an overview of what the neighborhood services people do. What do you do?
Basically, I work with all of the neighborhood and homeowners association groups around the city, other community groups, and just sort of as a resource for citizens when they call into the city and they need to figure out, well, what department can help me with the drainage near my home that maybe is owned by the city?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they have questions about who's their code officer or who's their police officer. All those types of questions come to me, and I basically try to be a resource within the city for residents so they don't have to figure out 30 different places to call. They can call one person, and that person is their resource to helping them get their issues solved quickly. And that's what I do.
Okay, and give them the number one more time there.
Number is 764-6262. I do lots of evening meetings and meetings with groups that want to organize and form organizations, so I'm open to that. And my office is at City Hall, and I'm there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
What else you got?
Quick plug for Extra Education, that collaborative endeavor between College Station Parks and Rec and College Station ISD. We describe Extra Ed like we described this morning show. It is a leisure learning adventure.
That is who we are, after
right.
all.
Right. So there are more than 200 classes being offered, open anyone age 13 years of age or older. Some classes designed just for seniors, some classes just for kids, but there's something there for everybody. So go check out the course listing, sign up, go to cstx.gov/extraed. That'd be X-T-R-A-E-D.
Yeah, oh, very nice.
So there you go.
Okay.
And also a skate park grand opening tomorrow, 5-7.
Sid, I thought that was very nice of A&M to move the football game.
Yeah, we had to work on that for a little bit. It required us to dress our council in maroon for College Colors Day, but it all worked out for everybody.
Nothing like accommodating the city, after all. All right, very good. Thank you. That's Jay Sokol here, the visit with folks from the City of College Station on Fridays.